Welcome to MedTech Chat, where we discover the latest healthcare tools, device technology, as well as research approaches. We'll be talking to designers, insight professionals, and other executives to better understand how MedTech is helping patients and those caring for them now and in the future. So today I'm very excited to be talking to Dave Norton and Mary Putman from Stone Mantle. They have been working with me for several years now as we work on a think tank called the Digital Healthcare Collaborative, which I'll have them help me explain. Dave Norton is the founder of Stone Mantle and the founder of the Collaboratives, and has written a book on Context 2.0 and is what I would consider a thought leader in the consumer experience sector. Mary is a lead digital strategist for Stone Mantle. Before joining Stone Mantle, she led digital innovation and capability development for Hallmark. Recently, she has been leading the Digital Healthcare Collaborative and the members as they understand how patients could be better served by meaningful experiences. So thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Tom. Appreciate it.
One of the things that I think that you guys have been up to lately, which is really fascinating and kind of actually blows my mind, is thinking about how to bring meaningful experiences into the healthcare sector, and in particular into med tech. I'm wondering if we could first start off by explaining how did we get here. So maybe you could give me a little bit of the background, Dave, on the collaboratives, and then maybe, Mary, you could jump in and explain how then the healthcare collaborative adds on to that before we get into what is a meaningful experience.
Absolutely. That's a great question. Actually, my very first client, when I started Stone Mantle in 2005, wanted us to run for them what they called a collaborative. So we've been doing collaboratives for close to 14 years, and that client for 9 years or less, somewhere 7 years, decided to run their own program, and then once they finished, then we decided to create our own collaborative. And basically what a collaborative is, or the way we define a collaborative, is it's a group of companies that get together not just to talk about challenges that they face, but to actually innovate and to work alongside each other and try to solve some of the future challenges that they need to address. Our particular focus is on experience strategy and design. And back in 2013, we started an initiative called the Digital Consumer Collaborative, which was focused on helping companies to understand what consumers wanted from digital experiences in the near future. And it was actually through that program that I met Mary Putman. Mary was the chief innovation person at Hallmark, did some great work there, and she had joined the collaborative. Within a few years of starting that program, We had a couple of healthcare companies reach out to us and say, we would like to do this exact same thing, but focus just on the healthcare industry. So we looked around, and sure enough, there was enough companies that were interested that we started the Digital Healthcare Collaborative. And its focus was on really helping to understand patient outcomes, patient needs, how technology could support the patient experience. And it's been a very, very successful program for us and for the companies that have participated. A few years ago, we began to realize in the consumer work that we were doing that digital technology in and of itself wasn't solving for some of the more foundational needs that consumers had, or at least the way we were thinking about digital technology didn't solve for it. And so we stepped back and we looked at what consumers were trying to do in their lives, regardless of whether it was in healthcare or in retail or in finance. And we came to the conclusion that what they wanted more of was meaningful experiences. Now, you could argue that in healthcare, there's been a focus on meaningful experiences for a long time. Certainly, the way that we talk about treating patients, the importance of treating patients, bedside manner, showing empathy, these are all elements of meaningful experiences. But we decided to go and ask consumers, patients firsthand, what they meant by meaningful experiences. And that led to a new approach and a focus for our current collaborative program on meaningful experiences that emphasizes what we might call life systems and the way that people balance life systems.
That's interesting. And Mary, can you then tell us more about how it developed into the Digital Healthcare Collaborative and the kind of work that we're doing within that area?
Yeah, Tom, they've had a couple of companies come to Stone Mantle and wanted to, you know, use the approach that existed in the Digital Healthcare Collaborative to really look at how do we help companies think about their digital healthcare experiences. And when we look at that, we're trying to look at how do you leverage digital to improve patient outcomes, and we'll look at some large questions that we're trying to answer. And a lot of those were just around how do you help maybe with behavior change, how do you help make the patient feel more empowered, how do you change the emergency room experience? There's lots of different questions that people are trying to look at when they look at how to leverage digital. But we've been thinking more recently about, particularly as you think about the changes that happened this last year with COVID, how do you do meaningful remote delivery? As a question, how do you make digital experiences in healthcare feel smart? Because a lot of them are frustrating to people, or even genius, and what do those look like? And it does get down to some of the elements of what makes it meaningful for them. Is it time well spent? Is it time well saved? Because even time well saved shows a respect for people. Do they hear and listen to my patient's story? What kind of visualizations exist for me? So there's a lot of elements that we've been looking at, and what does it mean to deliver and its solutions within healthcare that can really help improve patient outcomes.
So I wonder if you could help me better understand what we mean by meaningful and how does something become meaningful. I know part of it has to do with it being memorable, obviously, and I think some of it has to do with our reflection. But maybe you could help me kind of better understand what do we mean by that meaningful experience.
Well, and Tom, I'll let Dave answer a lot of this, but first of all, is our definition of what even makes something meaningful. And we define that as an experience that helps strengthen a person or their family, so it strengthens them and the people that they care about. And it can be meaningful within a lot of different life systems that they have, or even how they try and balance the different parts of their life. And we've looked at different elements that can make experiences meaningful and created a toolkit against those. But Dave's really been leading the charge around thinking about meaningful experiences for 20 plus years.
When I started studying meaningful experiences back in the early 2000s, and I asked consumers what they thought was a meaningful experience, they would talk about things like there's something associated with a cause, right? They would certain brands that were tied to a particular cause were considered to be more meaningful than brands that didn't have a cause. They would talk about principles. They would talk about authenticity. I can't have a meaningful experience in Las Vegas, but I can have a meaningful experience when I am reading a certain author that is really knows his or her stuff. And so they would talk about principles like those types of things, and they were, it seemed like at the time they were reacting to kind of the theming of America, the over commercialization of products and so forth. But interestingly, when we went back to consumers about 4 years ago and we asked them what makes for meaningful experiences, they began to describe something very different. They used the word balance all of the time. So they would say things like, it's about the way that I'm able to find time to be with my kids, and we can connect around a particular show, around a particular thing, and everything else in my life doesn't fall apart because I've just done this particular piece. They would talk about harmony, that there was a certain vibe that they got in their home or from their friends or from social media, and if they didn't get that particular vibe, then they felt like they weren't getting a meaningful experience. They would talk in systematic language, where they would describe, I feel like I'm having a meaningful experience when everything is running well, when my household is in sync, when our calendars are aligned, when my health and when my body and my spirit and my mind are all aligned in some way, shape, or form. And that was especially true this last year with everything that was going on with COVID. The importance of staying balanced, the importance of being present and being connected. Those are the types of things that they described as leading to meaningful experiences. And all of those things are very different from what we tend to think about. Meaningful, and let's back up a little bit. Historically, companies have always thought that if they could make their experiences memorable, that would be fantastic. People would remember it, and that would lead to them returning and working with them again. It would make them more satisfied. They'd have better patient outcomes from a healthcare perspective. Consumers and patients are on to that with companies. They know what you're asking when you ask, was it a memorable experience? It's for them oftentimes another way of just saying it was, were they satisfied with the product? A meaningful experience is measured in terms of whether or not you reflected positively on your life because of the experience. Totally different approach, and oftentimes you don't know if it's meaningful until days, weeks, or months later, and then you realize, you know what, that was really meaningful to me, what they did. And people want more meaningful experiences in their lives, but it's a much higher benchmark. I think about when you're going through the process of getting an elective piece of surgery, the patient doesn't necessarily, they may be satisfied with the process that they went through, but it could take months before they realize that, wow, I really appreciate what the surgeons did for me, what the staff did for me, what the hospital did for me. And it's at that point that then it becomes a meaningful experience.
Yeah, that is interesting. It's funny because it reminds me of, I know that you have this approach that you use, the jobs framework, and I always think of, you know, that job of aspiration, I always think of as the top. And I know that you've been talking about sort of a larger version of that, but it's almost like if I have a transformation from one stage of my life to another, and that then makes a meaningful experience. I feel like I'm mixing metaphors, but I'm wondering if either of you can talk me through it in almost like a story format, you know, like when we think of, you know, the person comes into the story and then they go through an adventure and then they've been transformed by that adventure.
You ask a really interesting and challenging question. Is a meaningful experience the same as a transformative experience? there, you know, it might be a Venn diagram. There might be some times when there's overlap, but there might be some times when it's different. So let's talk about what's similar and then talk about what's different. What's similar is the feeling that you get from the experience that that was significant, that was important. I need to remember that particular thing. I was moved by it in a way that's that really, really mattered to me. What's different is that a transformative experience changes you from one state to another. That's really what it means. And in healthcare, oftentimes, that's what we're doing, right? We take people who are sick and we make them well. That's a transformative experience. There may be some times when you transform them and it's not really meaningful to them, but you know, that they did actually move from being sick to being well. I always think about meaningful experiences as being kind of a half step down from a truly transformative experience. The transformative experiences, you know, are all about this journey that you go on, the diagnostic that tells you how well you're doing, and the feeling at the end, or the change that has occurred in your life. And they're really measured by pre-post types of things. A meaningful experience could be a transformative experience, but a meaningful experience doesn't have to be. It could be just about, I enjoyed that walk through the park. It was not a big deal, but I was with my daughter, and I really felt like we connected. And because we connected, I feel better about myself and she feels better. And that's it. That's all there was to it. That was the meaningfulness of it. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's, I guess the bar is almost too high to set to say it has to be transformational to be meaningful.
Every single time.
Does it have to be, but it doesn't sound like it has to be meaningful to be transformational.
No, not always. Not always. There's no, certainly,
I mean,
overlap.
Tom,
go ahead, Mary.
And I think, Tom, if you look at some of the things that we've heard people talk about this last year, things that are really meaningful to them, they've given examples like the walk through the park, but we hear that, you know, I'm taking time and walking with my wife. We're having conversations we haven't had before. I'm enjoying and seeing nature because I can't get out and travel to other places, but I'm appreciating the beauty around me. And those are things that are really meaningful to people that they talk about, or simple things like, you know, somebody paid for, we're seeing a lot of random acts of kindness. Somebody paid for my coffee ahead of me in line, happening as people are looking at how do they spread some positivity within everything that we've seen happen with COVID this last year and just all the events of 2020. And those are all things that are meaningful to people, but they're not transformational.
Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, why is it important for us to be thinking about this? I mean, I know in a consumer setting, it's important to get one engaged into the brand and to come back and to, you know, really enjoy that experience and want more of that. But I'm wondering, in a healthcare setting where we're so often thinking about, you know, is it safe and effective? You know, does it meet the bar of the functional things we have to do? You know, did we get FDA approval? You know, is it covered, et cetera, et cetera? Why is meaningful important in a healthcare setting?
I think in many ways, and Dave, you may agree or disagree with me, but I think meaningful is even more important in the healthcare setting. And I know that healthcare feels like they're so far behind consumer and that they just, you know, need to get to a good experience and the bar is too high for a meaningful experience. But there's so much about navigating healthcare that is hard for patients and individuals. And that sense of people care about my time, they understand me, they understand my goals, helps people engage with their healthcare experience a lot more. It helps with motivating for behavior change. If we look at, you know, what are all the social determinants of health and how do we get to improving patient outcomes at scale, I think looking at those elements of meaning and how do you bring some positivity, it helps not just with the patient, but it can help with the healthcare provider experience as well.
I totally agree with what you're saying, Mary. And what our research suggests is that the mechanism behind meaningful experiences is actually more nuanced and sophisticated than just the walk in the park example might pretend. That companies need to be thinking systematically about people's lives, and when they think systematically and then they do things that fit within people's life systems, that they're much more likely to create those meaningful experiences for them. And I'll just give you a really simple, straightforward reason why healthcare companies need to be focused on meaningful experiences. You start building these healthcare apps, these technologies that you want to help support your patient experience, and they don't fit into people's lives. They don't help them to create balance. They don't make them feel like they're actually accomplishing what they're trying to accomplish, and they abandon your technology. So it's not enough just to create less friction in people's lives. You have to find ways to support them, strengthen them in a way that really matters to them. That's really what the mantra is. So we can use these examples of walking through the park as meaningful. That's great, but there's actually a lot more that's going on in people's lives that make that walk through the park significant. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. As you're talking, though, I'm thinking myself in, you know, typical research that involves a patient-facing situation, that we would think about, you know, how that person, that user would want things and try to design for them. But interestingly, I always find that if it's not as clear that the patient is involved in, say, the advertisement direct to consumer, that it then becomes focused on the physician because it's the physician's choice or it's more about what the physician recommends. And somehow that patient gets lost in the discussion. So I'm wondering, should we be thinking about meaningful for the patient? Should we be thinking also about meaningful for the healthcare provider? Or, you know, what should the focus be?
I think you have to look at both. You know, when we think about it on the consumer side, it's about what's that employee experience and what is the customer experience, and it's the how those two work together and how they're both meaningful that make for really meaningful experiences. And I think the same is true in healthcare, that how you think about the healthcare provider experience as well, or on the payer side, the payer experience, and how those really deliver against the jobs that the patient is trying to get done and the understanding of the what makes for a really great meaningful experience. So I think you have to look at all of it.
Now, I know one of the things that we've been talking about are systems, and we haven't really gotten into that aspect of it, but it's interesting that healthcare really has an overlap in areas of our life, including obviously our health, our finances, our family, maybe even our professions. So I'm wondering, is there anything we need to think about in terms of a system when it comes from delivering meaningful experiences in healthcare?
We certainly do. And of course, healthcare has been very interested in here recently in social determinants of well-being, right? What we're talking about in terms of systemic thinking about meaningful experiences connects very nicely with this idea of social determinants. The idea that, you know, if you live in a part of the country where it's very difficult to get to good food resources, or it's very difficult to live safely, and that impacts your health, is very much connected to this idea of systemic, meaningful experiences.
One of the things I've been learning from you guys is there are all different ways to tap into these experiences. And I know you that have these toolkits. I didn't know if there was anything in particular you wanted to share. Obviously, we can't talk about all of the tools in the tool chest, but is there anything that our listeners could think about in terms of if they're trying to make something meaningful in healthcare, what kinds of tools might they use?
Well, I think one of the tools that's particularly important is positive self-talk. How do you help people have good conversations about themselves and give them the belief that they can do things? And I think healthcare has done that well in some places and not as well as others. And part of that starts with understanding what is it that really matters to the patient and what they're trying to get done and their goals, and using that data to help with that positive self-talk.
It's interesting you bring that one up, because it's funny how you go down two tracks. You either get wrapped up in negative self-talk or you get wrapped up in positive self-talk. And I'm wondering how you can tip someone who's going down one path to the other.
Well, one of the ways that you can, one of the most effective ways to tip them one way or the other is to make them aware of the fact that they're actually engaged in self-talk. And you can do that very simply by saying something like, did you have a positive thought about yourself today? And can you describe that for me? And by asking that kind of a question, you're getting them to think about their self-talk. And we found that with consumers, you can actually use the term self-talk with a little bit of explanation. They get what you're talking about.
What's interesting about that is it automatically then gets me into a reflection mode. You've asked me, and now I have to think about it, and now I'm reflecting on my negative self-talk and how that's affecting me. So that's an interesting play on how do you get someone to reflect. Are there any other ways to get people to reflect on their experience?
Well, there's lots of different ways that people reflect on their experiences today, and a lot of them, I mean, there are some digital tools out there, and I'd love to say that digital is, you know, the way to do it, but the digital tools aren't as effective as even just great visualizations that people create on paper, the reminders, the notes they have for themselves, the time they set aside to plan and review their goals. Those things tend to work better for people than the digital tools do today.
Of course, that reminds me of the article we put together on, you know, what does stupid, smart, dumb, and genius look like in healthcare tools. Trying to avoid, obviously, a tool which should be able to serve up data in a meaningful way to help someone accomplish something, but then ends up doing the wrong things and making it frustrating, thereby making it stupid. What does it look like, then, to be genius in helping someone have a meaningful healthcare experience?
Mary, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I was just, you know, it's interesting because I can think about what makes for a great genius experience in healthcare. But what we haven't done is really overlay that, because we haven't studied meaning as much in healthcare, of what makes for a really meaningful experience that's genius in healthcare. I suspect they're the same, but we just haven't thought enough about that yet. But, you know, one of the things that makes for a really genius experience in healthcare is you can help predict the problems that I'm going to have. And you can help me, you know, reach my goals better, anticipate things for me. And so that it all gets down to, are you leveraging data in a way that's really about what's important for me and helping me achieve the outcomes I want? But Dave, I'd love your thoughts on what makes for genius meaningful experiences in healthcare.
You know, when we ask patients about genius experiences, we learned very quickly that we can't ask them to describe a genius experience because they don't know exactly what that means, a little bit nebulous. But if we ask them to think about a superpower that they wish that they had related to healthcare, related to technology, related to their lives. So we take those three buckets and we say, I want you to think about your life, I want you to think about healthcare, and I want you to think about technology. What superpower would you like to have? Well, then all of a sudden, they can talk to us about things that would require genius technology, frankly. They can. One of my favorite examples of that is you think about somebody who's nearsighted or farsighted, and they have these glasses that they wear to correct their vision. Glasses in and of themselves are, they're not smart technology. They do their job, but that's all they do. And I guess you could add sensors to the glasses and make those glasses a little bit better at adjusting for night vision or adjusting for cloudy days or for reading so that the sensor kind of helps the user. And that would be a smart experience to create. But when you ask a consumer what is a superpower that's associated with your eyes, the nearsighted person and the farsighted person both are going to say, I'd love a pair of glasses that actually gives me power to see things that I couldn't otherwise see. Maybe I'm able to see up the side of a mountain long distances, or maybe I'm able to read through walls or something along that line. Crazy stuff like that. All of a sudden, they begin to think about their impairment, their chronic condition, as being the source or the basis for having some kind of a truly powerful technology in their life. And I think that healthcare is just on the cusp of beginning to understand that in the future, patients are not just going to want you to fix the broken problem. They're going to want you to help them to have superpowers, to accomplish far more. If you can't hear very well, maybe the technology should go well beyond helping you to just hear better and give you some sort of a superpower.
Wow, that's great. So you go from having an issue that you need solving to actually doing even better and having a superpower in that space. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm wondering, as brands, as people in solution provider space, you know, med tech, as they're thinking about the products that they're creating for their end users, where should they be focusing if they want to think about meaningful experiences, if they want to think about genius? You know, where should they start, and what's the best way for them to engage with you guys in order to get there?
Well, Tom, I think one of the places to start, and it's a framework that you mentioned before, is first of all, what's the key job that they're trying to get done? What does the patient really want to do? And then how do you deliver in a smart or genius way that's meaningful? And so it's that question you asked that, around how do you bring that together? And I think, you know, one way to engage with us to do that is the collaborative. Another way is we work with clients to accelerate what they're doing or to help them innovate against delivering better experiences for their customers, for the patients.
I totally agree that usually the starting point is to really identify what is it that the patient is willing to hire you to do. And then from there, we can build different types of experiences. They may be simple functional experiences, and that's a great starting point. They may lead to something that's more meaningful or even become transformative, depending on what you're trying to accomplish and how you're going about it.
Such an important point, because so many folks working on med tech are thinking about the functions, you know, what's the next attribute, what should I tweak about the design that I have, but they're not focused on the end user and what are they trying to accomplish. And it might be just beyond the functional aspect. It might be, as you say, emotional, social, et cetera. So that's really powerful to even just think.
Well, I think in the world we live today, if all you're doing is focusing on the functional need, there's probably 13 startups that are working on the exact same problem, and you're going to have a hard time differentiating yourself. And so you really need to up your game if you really want to differentiate yourselves in the marketplace.
That's great. Well, I know there's a couple ways that they can connect with you, and I'm happy to post those on the site. Obviously, they can go to your website or to your LinkedIn, and I know there's different avenues of working with you. As Mary mentioned, they could be one of the collaborative members and actually get involved in a year-long research endeavor, or they can work with you personally on a custom project. Is there anything in particular that we can tell the listeners?
A company is particularly interested in one of the topics that we've covered and would like to go a little deeper, we would be happy to share some of the research that we've done with them, either through some sort of Zoom 20-minute session. That's a great way to kind of be introduced to all of these concepts.
That's a great idea, because I know you've done some boot camps as people are entering the collaborative, and there's so many great topics you can go deep on. So I guess that would be a great suggestion, is for them to kind of find a topic of interest and connect with you on that topic. I'll make sure to list both of the website for the collaborative as well as for Stone Mantle and a couple other useful links. But thank you guys so much for doing this. I know that this is sort of an area that's newer and that I feel like thought leaders like yourselves are working on, is really to figure out how can we bring meaningful experiences to the digital healthcare space. So I really appreciate you guys doing this.
Oh, no problem, Tom. Thank you.
And
you know, one other thing you may mention as a resource is Dave started doing some conversations on Clubhouse. So that's another way to connect with us, is to follow Dave on Clubhouse and join some of those conversations.
That's a great idea, and I can actually list your handle there, so anybody who has a Clubhouse membership can find Dave and I on there as well, trying to have conversations with people about these topics. Thanks for joining us. Please check out medtechchat.com for more podcasts and blogs. See you there.